Okay, Rabosai, we'll start Seamus Begitten. I think that's a very heavy topic, very broad and complex. Simon Kuf Chav Tes. Machaber says, Kosvin Shem Ha'ish V'Ha'ish HaBeget. Now, the fact that she's holding on to the get, even though that's a right that he gave her the get, because even if you hold 80 Masira Karsi, but even 80 Chasima Karsi, so she has a get with 80 Chasima on it, that itself should prove that he, the Baal, gave her the get, the fact that she's holding on to the get. She has what's called Tfisas Baal Ashtar. Nevertheless, our halacha is that we have to write the Shema's Beget. And that means we have to write the Shema Ish, the Shema Isha, and we're going to need the Shema Ir as well. But the Machaber wants to address the following question. What happens if a person, and this is very, very common, has more than one name? Do we write one name? Do we write all the names? Some of the names? And if we do, which name do we write first? He says, "Yesh li echad meam shnei shemos." If he or she has two names, kosvin shem shehem regilim bo v'yodim bo bioser. So shem shehem regilim bo means that's the name that people call him by. But then he adds Yodim Bo Bioser. That's the way people identify them. So it could be that people identify a person by a certain name, even though he's not called by that name. But they know that that's his name. For example, very often we have a formal name and a less formal name.
My name is Yitzchak Meir, and everyone calls me Meir.
Well, that's a little bit different. So I'm talking about two different names, totally different
Adam,
names.
Adam's name is Avram.
Right, so that would be an example. I don't know how common Adam and Avram is, but let's say the most common case that you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch is Yehuda and Leon. This is actually the Shulchan Aruch. So everybody calls him Leon, but they know that his name is Yehuda. So that's Regilim Bo Yoser is enough to warrant that we have to write that name. And not only that, even if it's not Regilim Bo Yoser, but it's Yodim Bo Yoser. So they know that that's his name, they identify him by that name.
So what's the difference?
So we're going to have to see, what do we do with someone who is known to have a certain name, but he's called a different name. But in either case, whether it's the name that people call him or it's the name that they know is his, in both cases, those are names that have to be written in the get. Then the Mechaber says the following. V'kosvin ish ploni v'chol shem sheyesh lo. Giresh ish plonis v'chol shem sheyesh lo. Let's understand what's going on here. If we know what the Ikar Hashem is, and we have to see what that term means, the Ikar Hashem, then the flip side of the Ikar Hashem is what we call a Shem Tofel. And the Mechaber wants to know, what do we do if a person has a Shem Tofel? Notice it doesn't fit any of these descriptions. For example, if most people know him by a certain name, or most people call him by a certain name, that's a Shem Ikar. That clearly has to be written in the get. But what about another name that few people call him by, or few people know him by, and that's called a Shem Tofel, because whether it's a Shem Ikar or Shem Tofel depends upon whether it's Rove or Mir. So the name that Rove people call him by, that's going to be the Shem Ikar, the Ikar Shem. The name that the Mir people call him by is going to be the Shem Tofel. So what do you do in this case? Do you write the Shem Tofel in the get, or do you completely leave it out? So the Mechaber says that in this case, we have to write the Shem Ikar, the Ikar Hashem, which we said is Regilim Bo, Yodim Bo, and then, because he has another name, we know he has another name, but very few people call him by that name. When I say very few people, I mean relative to his Ikar Hashem. So we have to add another phrase in the get, V'chol Shem Sheyesh Lo. And that additional clause in the get will be koilel the Shem Tofel. Now what happens if they messed up and they wrote the Shem Tofel in the get? Very few people know him by that name. So when they see the get, the observer doesn't believe that this guy actually divorced his wife.
Like Bob Zimmerman instead of Bob Dylan. Everyone.
Right, so who knows him is Bob Zimmerman, a couple of Yidden here, there, and elsewhere, you know, in Rabbi Freifeld's yeshiva there in Far Rockaway. But outside of the yeshiva, who calls him Zimmerman? Actually, I saw in the New York, in the Time magazine, they actually wrote up his name as Zimmerman. Yeah, so there are a couple of people out there who know him as Zimmerman. So in such a case, the shame tafel, if it was used as a substitute for the shame ikar, that's a psul in the get. And you'd have to rewrite such a get. But on the other hand, you don't want to leave out that name completely, because there may be people who identify him by the shame tafel, right, the mute, and therefore they don't recognize the shame ikar. And they don't know that he was the Megarish. So in order to cover the shame tafel, the Mechaber suggests you add V'chol Shum Sheyeshlo. If, on the other hand, you wrote the shame tafel in the get, that's a psul in the get. Let's jump ahead to the Ramah for a minute. The Ramah says that, let's see, V'yesh Omrim, do you see that line in the Ramah? V'yesh Omrim she'ein lichtov kol shum she'yesh lo. Now it's even though he has a second name, we'll call it a shem tofel, he should not write v'chol shum she'yesh lo, ela, but rather yesh lo shnei shemos yichtov ploni, ploni means the ikar shem, the miskere ploni, and in the miskere you add the shem tofel. So we have here, just to summarize the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, what do we do with that second name, which is the Shem Tofel? Clearly, we write the Ikar Hashem in the get. No doubt about that. And the Ikar Hashem is Shem Sheyodim Bo, Shem Sheregilim Bo. Again, there could be a name that's Yodim Bo, but it's not Regilim Bo. And that's also an Ikar Hashem, because everybody knows that that's his name. But if you have a name which only the Miut knows about, that's called the Shem Tafel, that cannot be a substitute for the Ikar Hashem. But on the other hand, should we just drop the Shem Tafel as if it doesn't exist? So that's Machlok, it's between the Machab and the Ramah. The Machab says, forget about the Shem Tafel, just leave it out. And anyone who knows him by the Shem Tafel will be calmed down about his chash. Well, this is not the Megarish, because they added the phrase, the clause, with Chol Shum Sheyeshlo. The Ramah, on the other hand, says, no, it's not enough to write the Chol Shum Sheyeshlo. The Shem Tafel has a Chal Shem Shem. It is a shame. And as far as Gittin is concerned, all names have to be written in a get. So how are we going to differentiate now between the Shem Ikar and the Shem Tafel? You can't write them all in one, you know, in one breath, because then it looks like he has five, you know, a name that has five different names in it. So they don't have commas in the get, you know. So what they have is the miskere. And the Ramah is in favor of writing the miskere.
Is the svara for that it's not enough to write Mekol Shem Sheyeshlo? Or is the Ramah holding like Rabbeinu Tam that we're worried that if you say Mekol Shem Sheyeshlo and he has no other names, that people, there will be a hashash on that person because they'll assume, well, it can't.
That's an excellent question. All right, we'll come to that in just a minute. First, I want to point out to you the following. That the Aruch HaShulchan, which you'll see on your page, points out, this is the Aruch HaShulchan here in Kuf Chav Tes, on page 2. Si'if Chav Gimel. And he points out, Shegam bedivrei Rabbeinu Abeis Yosef, yesh ledagdik. In other words, it's really not clear, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Mechaber himself maintains that you write v'chol shum sheyesh lo and drop the miskere, meaning don't mention the Shem Tafel. That's not clear. Sherei hu atzmo kosev b'si'if ted zayin, de kosvim Yehuda de miskere li'on. Right, so let's look in Sif Tes Zayin. Mishi yesh lo shem shemos, shnei shemos. Right, so he has two names, and if you look in the Mechaber, that's in Sif Tesvav, And if you look in Tezayin, he says, Mashem Hasheni Yotze Mishem HaIvri, Kigon Yehuda Leon, right, Leon, which is a language in French for lion, and you know, the bracha that Yehuda gets is Gur Aryeh Yehuda, then he's called a lion. So the name Leon is the appropriate. Sometimes you meet people who have a secular name that has no connection to the Hebrew name. You don't know where it came from. But very often you'll find that there's a connection between the Shema Ivri and the Chanicha, what we call, which is the name that people call him by. Kosvin Yehuda de Mistre Leon. Interesting. The Mechaber himself in this case admits that it's not enough just to write Yehuda V'chol Shum Sheyeshlo, but rather the second name has to be recorded in the get under the Miskere. Perhaps that's an exception to the rule because of the chshivus of the name Leon, which is normally a secular name, is not Choshen, but here because it's Yotze Mishem Ivri, maybe therefore the Mechaber admits that it has to be written in the get. But the just let's go through the Aruch HaShulchan's few cases. So I want to show you how the evidence just keeps coming in. Then he says, "Ubesif Yud Zayin." Okay, let's look at Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber says, "Hashem Hashem Deloshin Laz Vakol Echikom Chayim Bivnet Bivanet." Again, these are French names. Kosin Chayim De Miskere Bivnet. So once again, we have a case where the Mechaber says the Miskere, and he wants the second name to be written. What other evidence do we have? Ubesif Yutes. This is called Nishtana Machmas Choli. Where is it, Yudches? Yeah, Yudches. Mishin Nishtana Shmo Machmas Choli. Afal Pisha Kornel Sotomid B'Shem HaRishon. His old name still sticks. Nobody's calling him by his new name. Mikomakom Shem Hashinui, meaning Shem HaCholi, Ikar. That becomes Nikar Hashem. So what do? Do we write the name that he was given now after he took ill, and nobody knows him by that name, and just drop the ball on the name that everyone knows him by? Says the Mechaber, Kosven Oso Kodem. First you write the Shem Choli, this new name. The Acharkach, the Miskere Ploni, with Shem HaRishon. So the Aruch HaShulchan says here's another case where the Mechaber also has the Miskere and he's not satisfied. So what do we have here? We have Tezayin, Yudzayin, and Yudches, correct? Let's add another Sif, which I don't know why the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't mention. Look at Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says, Im Omeid B'mokom Echad V'sholeach HaGet L'mokom Acher. So the get is being written in one place and it's being sent by a shliach to a second place. Ubechol makom yesh lo shem acher. That's in one place they know him, you know, that's his local place, and then he has a business, he goes to business in another place, spends weeks there at end, and he has a different name in that place. Is kosev shem makom anesina. So what happens with makom aksima? That's his local name. He says, v'yichtov shem makom aksima de miskere. Another case where the Mechaber says that you have to include the Shem Tofel under the Demiskere. So what's the final conclusion of the Aruch HaShulchan? Does the Mechaber advocate in favor of V'chol Shum Sheyeshlo and that's sufficient to cover the Shem Tofel? Or does he advocate in favor of Demiskere as the Ramah does? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, and I underlined it on your page, Hare the Sfirale Da V'da Achasi. They're both the same. You know, you have two choices, and they're equal. You could either write the Miskere and add the second name, or you could write Kol Shum Sheyeshlo. V'ein Yitaron L'zem Mizeh. And there's no advantage of one over the other. They're exactly equal. Adam, you wanted to ask a question before I point out that Taz disagrees with the Aruch HaShulchan, I think. Okay, so hold on to your question. Let's just look at the Taz, also on your page 2. You don't have this page?
I have left it out
there. Right, so look in the Taz if you have Sif Dalet. Do you have the Taz Sif Dalet?
Yes.
So this again, the Taz now is quoting his father-in-law, Mori Chami, that's the Bach, who's bothered by the fact that the Mechaber in Sif Aleph requires the Kol Shum Sheyeshlo, dropping the ball on the Shem Tofel, whereas in Sif Dalet, he writes that you have to write both names. And under the Miskere. Now, notice that the Bach is not interested in trying to reconcile this contradiction. What does the Bach say? Hiksha Mori Chamizal, Kan Mashma Delo Yichtov Chol Shum Sheishlo. Lechatchila, El Tzarich Lefarit Hashemos. And therefore, the Mechaber in Sif Dalet is reflecting the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam Adam that you mentioned before, whereas in Sif Aleph, he's reflecting the sheet of the Baha'i that you don't mention the Shem Tofel in the Get. He says, Elevadai, this is line 4, Elevadai de Chazar HaShulchan Aruch Mimash HaKosav L'mala. That's pretty unusual, but he's saying that the Mechaber actually changed his mind, he reversed his position. So whereas he opens in Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph with the Shita of the Bahag, he drops it in Sif Dalet, and we might mention Sifim Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches as well, and he picks up the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which is the Shita of the Ramah, that you write all the names under the word Demiskeret. But the Taz himself disagrees with his father-in-law, which is par for course. And he says the following. He says that there is a reconciliation of the two Seifim, Aleph and Dalet in the Mechaber.
Doesn't Sif Beis spell out Mefurish that the first understanding that we had, the Aruch HaShulchan, that he holds like both? He says Mefurish, if you only write one name, but it's the name She'inim Yiduim Bo, that's Pasul. If you write all of the names, then we're not Makpid on the Seder HaShemos. Isn't that mafurish that you could do either one? If you write one name, you have to get the name right. Or if you write all the names, then we're not mocking on the Seder. I feel like the Machaber is saying outright that.
But my question to you, Adam, and this is I'm just reviewing the box question. Why in Sif Dalet you have a name in one city, which is called the Makom HaKsivah. You have another name that he uses in the Makom HaNesina. Why? Just tell me which is the Ikar Hashem, which is the Shem Tofel, and leave out the Shem Tofel. Why do I leave out the Shem Tofel? Because the Mechaber at the beginning of the Simon says that we leave out the Shem Tofel.
It just seems like all of these are cases where it's less clear which one is the Shem Yigar and which one is the Shem Tofel.
Oh, so that's what the Taz wants to work out. That's the Taz. So let's see how the Taz works this out. He says the following. He says, Yesh lechalik makom sheyesh birur l'shnei Hashemos. In other words, if in this place they know his other name in another place. Because we call him by name, let's say we call him by one name, but we know that he has another name in a different city, then Kosmin, right? They know about two names. Is Lekuli Alma Kosmin Beferish Demiskere? Now, since here we know about his second name, that's public knowledge, therefore, even the Bahag would agree in such a case that he has two names, both of which qualify as names and have to be written in the get. That's the Mechaber and Sif Dalet. However, if you skip down a few lines, B'Sif Aleph, Shem Echad Eino Mefursam. Because there's a second name which not everybody knows about. Is then Ein Kosvin Olav de Miskrei, such a name can be completely omitted from the get, El Yichtov V'chol Shum. So again, the V'chol Shum in Sif Aleph is just in case, you know, a couple of people who know him by the second name will be Choshesh that this is not him, and he was not the Megarish, so to satisfy that Chashash, we have to add V'chol Shum. But basically, since we know of one name, and that name is the Shem Mefursam, it's well known. And the other shame is not known by most people. Most people don't even know he has the other name. In such a case, we can leave out the other name and just be machshir to get with V'chol Shum. Mashenkin and Sif Dalet, where we know about both names, so everybody knows both names, even B'makom K'siva, they know that he has a different name in the B'makom HaNesina, then the name of his of both Makobos is Mefursam. And if it's Mefursam, that Yedias Hashem, or Pirsim Hashem itself, elevates the shame to status of a shame. And even though you'll determine at the end which is Ikar, which is Tofel, based on the rules and regulations of Shemus Begitten, nevertheless, both names have to be written in the get. So let's just summarize. We have here Machlokas between the, shall we call it, the Aruch HaShulchan on the one end of the spectrum, the Bach on the other end of the spectrum, and the Taz is trying to make some sort of compromise Shita. Right down the middle. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, if there's a Shem Tofel, You have two choices according to the Mechaber. You can either write V'chol Shem Sheisho and drop that name, or you can add that name under the Miskeri, and basically David Da'achasi, they're equal, and there's no advantage to one over the other. On the other extreme, you have the Bach, who claims that the Mechaber just dropped the ball on Kol Shem Sheyeshlo and requires the Miskere in all cases where he has another name, and even though that name is a Shem Tov. Right down the middle, you have the Taz, who tries to make the following distinction. If both Shemus are for Samim, that means right here, we are aware of two names. We know that one name is here and one name is there. We write the Miskere, and that's the Mechaber in Sif Dalid. Since both names are for Samim, we have both names here as valid names. They both qualify as Shemos, and they have to be written in the get with the Miskere. However, in a case where you have one Iker Hashem and another Shem Tafel, meaning most of us know him by one name, a few of us know him by a different name, but the people who know him by the mainstream name are totally unaware of his second name, just that it came to the attention of Beis Din, because Beis Din investigates the Baal and the Isha, and then they tell him, well, there we have another name. In such a case, the Mechaber says there's no need to write the other name. If it's not a shame of foursom, then we just write for Chol Shum Sheyeshlo. Now, I want you to take a look for a minute in Sif Yud Beis, which we didn't see. And I think we might be able to shed a little bit of light on what the Mechaber is saying in Sif Yud Beis. Mishi yeshlo shem echad begolil v'shem echad b'Yehuda. So offhand, this sounds very similar to Sif Dalit, but there's one major difference. He says v'hu v'ishto b'makom she'ein makirim bo el b'shem acher. We're not talking about where he, the Baal, is in one place, that's the makom ksiva. She, the isha miskareshes, is in another place, that's called the makom Messina, and there are clearly two different names, and they're both mefursamim, as the Taz says, and we write both names, and that's it. You end it. But here you have a much more complex situation. Why? Because here, where the Baal and the Isha are together in one place, they have a third name. So there are three names. There's the name of the Baal and the Isha here, where they are together, it's the Makom Ksiva, Makom Nesina. But up in Golil, they're known by a different name. In Yehuda, they're known by a third name. So in such a case, L'chatchila yeshlo lichtov kol ha-shemo sheyeshlo v'chol shum lichlo shemos deshar makomos. You see, I think Rabosai, the Mechaber, is saying something very important here. And based on the Taz, we can really get a grasp on it. We said before that if you have two Shemus Mefursamim, which is the Mechaber and Sif Dalit, so everybody knows about the other name, which is appropriate in a different location, then we write both those names and get the Gemaisa. We're going to leave out V'chol Shum. I mean, again, the Bach would claim that the Mechaber just B'chlal threw out V'chol Shum and he left it behind for Li'ol Me'ah. But we're going now with the approach of the Taz / Aruch HaShulchan that the Mechaber in Sif Aleph is still correct, and he still maintains, even after Sif Dalit, that you write V'chol Shum. When do you write V'chol Shum? So there are two situations where you have to write V'chol Shum according to the Mechaber. One is Sif Aleph, where he has a shame, She'eno Mefursam. And one is in Sif Yud Beis, where there may be additional names that we don't know about. If we know here, in the Makom Ksiva, about the name in the Makom Nesina, then we have no reason to be choshesh that there's a third name. And therefore, we write the two names with the mystery. And that's it. There's no need to add B'chol Shum. Says the Mechaber in Sif Yud Beis, but if there's reason to believe that maybe he has more names. Now, why would you think a person has more names? Because we have a strange phenomenon here. In this place where the Baal and the Isha are, they have one name. But yet we know about another name in a different location. And we know about another name in a different location. So maybe in a third location, this guy just picks up names wherever he goes. And if that be the case, we must add B'chol Shum Sheyeshlo. Okay, so let's just summarize everything we've been saying. There seems to be a stira l'chora between Sif Aleph and Sif Dalet. In Sif Aleph, the Mechaber requires that you write both names, even the Shem Tofel.
The Mechaber writes, oh, here. The Mechaber is not saying you write both. The
Mechaber writes, what are you up to?
In Sif Yud Beis, he writes,
right, and the O here, in which he's advocating adding V'chol Shum as another possibility, is because he may have other names. Lichlo Shemos Deshar Mekomos. You follow what I'm saying?
The way I understood it is, one option is he could write all three names,
right,
and not write V'chol Shum Sheyishlo. Or he could put the name that they're called there, B'Makom Ksiva, I guess.
Right.
The Chol Shum Sheyishlo is Kolel, the other two names, the name he has in Yehuda and the name he has in the Galil.
Right, but the Mechaber adds that maybe he has even more names. Do you see that in the Mechaber? He says,
oh, Shar Mekomos, we're understanding.
Shar Mekomos.
I thought Shar Mekomos, the way I was reading, it just means Yehuda and the Galil.
Nah, I thought Shar Mekomos means maybe he has other names.
Okay, that's okay.
All right. Fine. Next, what do we do in a case where we don't know that he has another name? We simply don't know. Should we add V'chol Shum or not? So let's look in Sif Ches. Says the Mechaber in Sif Ches, Achshav Nagu Shebechol HaGitin Kosvim V'chol Shum V'Islam. In other words, the Mechaber says that we have to write V'chol Shum in every get, because even though we don't know that he has another name, the possibility exists that he has another name, and we have to be worried about this. Does the Mechaber insist that we have to write V'chol Shum? Is that in the Ikar Adin? What's the language of the Mechaber?
Nagu,
it's only Midin Minog. In other words, as far as the Ikar Adin is concerned, the Mechaber would say that there's no need to add V'chol Shum. V'chol Shum only applies, as we saw in Sif Aleph, when we know he has other names. Or, for example, in all the other cases that we saw, if he has Yehuda and Leon, so we know he has another name, then the Mechaber advocates in favor of the Miskire. Or, for example, here in Sif Yud Beis, where if he has two names here, maybe he has one name. In all those cases, we have a serious chashash that he has other names. And therefore, we must write V'chol Shum Sheyishlo. And that V'chol Shum, as we said before, is going to cover us for other names that are called Shem Tofel. But, in a case where we don't know that he has another name, so why does that other name, which he may have out there, have to bother us? Says the Mechaber, doesn't have to bother us. But yet the minig is, standardize the nusach haget, and in every get we're going to write V'chol Shum Sheyishlo. Says the Ramah, B'vedinos Elu, meaning in Ashkenaz, Ein Anu Nogim, Ein Nogim Kein. You know, you write the Miskire with the second name. If you don't know of another name, that's it. It doesn't exist. But I would tell you even more than that. The Ramah is opposed to writing V'chol Shum. Meaning, when the Ramah writes Anu Ein Nogim Kein, he objects to the minhag of adding V'chol Shum Sheyishlo. There's a certain disadvantage. Again, there's an advantage in writing V'chol Shum Sheyishlo, and the Ramah is aware of this. Maybe he has another name. But says the Ramah, since we don't know he has another name, that there's no Machayev to write V'chol Shum, and he advocates in favor of omitting V'chol Shum. And the question is why? So let's take a look at the source for this Rabbeinu Tam and the Minhag of Ashkenaz, and that is the source for the Ramah, I mean to say, which is Rabbeinu Tam. And that's on the beginning of page 1. Right, the Mishnah says, Barishona Hayamashana Shmo Ushma, Hiskin Ramagamliel Shehe Kosev Ish Ploni V'chol Shum Sheyishlo. And now the question is, what does that mean, V'chol Shum Sheyishlo? Does it mean you have to write every name, or you just write those words, V'chol Shum Sheyishlo? Says Tosus, B'tovsei Gitin Shalabahad Kosuv, it says over there, Tzarech Lichtov Beget, quote, V'chol Shum Chanicha De'islei. The Eidir or Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is not happy about adding V'chol Shum. even though you might want to make it into a standardized nusach haget in order to cover all cases where there's another name that we don't know about. Says Rav Eitan, I object. It's not a good idea to write for Chol Shum. Why? The zimnin us in the day takola. What's going to happen in the following scenario? Kishe yesh lo, kishe ein lo, ela oso Hashem akosav beget. You know, we hit the home run and we got the name down pat. Exactly what his name is. And he doesn't have any other name. But you wrote for Chol Shum sheyesh lo. Is the observer thinks, nira lo, shaget shal adam acher. This is not the Megarish, because the get speaks about someone who has other names. He has only one name. Lekach nirul Rabbeinu Tam. How do we interpret the words of the Mishnah of the Takon Ragamliel? Ve'chol shum sheyesh lo diktonim asnisin haynu kol sheymos of the Farish. You write all the names. Ve'tike Rabbeinu Tam lichto beget ani ploni de miskere kach ve'kach. And he has a riot from the Gemara, which I printed for you here on the page, that the Gemara has Sar de Miskrei Miriam, Achabar Heji de Miskrei Eya Amari, the Hodik Tani be Gemara Bishmosh of Yudim Shem Shabagol, Imo Mashmak Tzaskin, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. That the Gemara writes that he should incorporate two different names in the get. Rabosa, I left out the introduction to this shiur. I'm sorry, but I'm going to put it in now. That the poskim write that when you write a ksuba, the chup of kedushin, right? Then you have to be very machpin on the shemus, because if there's any issue about how to write a get, one of the most important documents that the rabbanim look at, that the beis din will check, is to investigate how the names were written in the ksuba. So I remember, for example, at my ksuba, there was a whole issue about how to write my wife's name Charna with an aleph at the end or with a hey at the end. And she spells it with a hey at the end, and my Rebbe insisted, no, you have to write it with an aleph at the end. And we'll see about that, why he insisted on an aleph. But the bottom line, why was he making such an issue of it? And the answer is because the poskim say that Aksum is very important. The Sheamus and Aksum should be written properly. So we're going to have to determine what is the Ikar Hashem when we write Aksum. And basically, the concept of Ikar Hashem divides up into the, again, I'm way ahead of myself for a minute, but once we divide up in the following categories. One is the Shem She Yodimbo, that he's known by that name. Number two is the Shem Aliyah, the Shem that he's called up to the Torah. That's also the Ikar Hashem. Or Shem Chasima, the Shem that he writes when he signs any documents. And then you have a Shem Ivri, that's an Ikar Hashem, as opposed to Hashem Loazi. So these are all definitions of what constitutes an Ikar Hashem. And therefore when you write a get, what you're going to do is, even according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramah, who says we don't write V'chol Shum, but yet all the names have to be included in the get, then what we're going to do is we're going to take the Ikar Hashem and then add the Miskarim. So it's very fascinating that if you have a person who's usually known by one name, and that's how we call him, that's not necessarily the Ikar Hashem. Because if it's a Shem Aliyah, then the Shem Aliyah is going to be the Ikar Hashem. Now what happens if nobody knows the Shem Aliyah at all? Is it still called the Ikar Hashem? You have also the Shem Leda, right? That was a Jewish name that was given at birth. That's also an Ikar Hashem. So these are all dinim that we have. Now what's the minig halacha l'maisa? So again, the machlokas shein, the mechaber, the Ramah, as to whether or not we should write for Chol Shum in the get, is really a duplication of the machlokas between the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam. So again, I'm assuming now that the mechaber, as he reflects his sheet in Sif Aleph, requires for Chol Shum, and even if that's not Meikar Adin, then certainly Mitzad Minog, which is Sif Ches, the mechaber advocates that every single get should have the nusach of the Chol Shum. However, the Mechaber, the Ramah says, no, our meaning is not to write V'chol Shum. And the reason why the Ramah wants to drop V'chol Shum is because there may be some confusion here. People don't know that he has another name. So for example, they wrote V'chol Shum. And those who argue with Rabbeinu Tam, they assume that since every single get has V'chol Shum, it's a standard nusach, Therefore, there's no one who could claim, well, I think that's not him, because it's written in every single get. And on the other end, the Bahag says there's an advantage to writing V'chol Shum, because there may be names out there that people know about that we don't know about. So k'she'ein yadua lanu she'yesh lo shem acher, the minig according to the Bahag is to write V'chol Shum. Rabbeinu Tam says don't write it, because somebody might mistake him. And even though Rabbeinu Tam admits that there's an advantage in writing V'chol Shum, but there's also at the same time a disadvantage, because maybe somebody who looks at the get and sees that they wrote V'chol Shum, they might get the mistaken impression that this is not him. Now, there's a Beis Yosef here that's very important. The Beis Yosef says the following. That what happens in a get where instead of writing the Shem Ikar, the Ikar Shem, they mistakenly wrote the Shem Tofel, and then they wrote V'chol Shum. Could the V'chol Shum cover the Ikar Shem? Do you hear the question? So again, which name did they write? They wrote the Shem Tofel. They left out the Ikra Shem, but they wrote V'chol Shum. So the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef says, the get is possible. Why? Because you have changed the Shem, the Ikra Shem, with the Shem Tov. What should have been the name written in the get was the Shem Ikar, and instead you wrote the Shem Tovel, and you wrote the Shem Ikar as a Shem Tovel. However, says the Beis Yosef, if you only wrote the Tofel, then the get is kosher. You know, even though l'chatchila you have to write the Ikra Shem, b'di'evet if you wrote the Shem Tofel, it's kosher. Let's go back to the Mechaber. This is in Sif Aleph again, at the very beginning of the Simon. He says, v'yimkosav chanichoso v'chanichoso kosher. A chanicho is a Shem Tofel by definition. It's a nickname. It's a shortened form of his name. It's not his real name. Says the Mechaber, if you wrote his Shem Tofel, then the get is kosher. That also qualifies as a get. However, if you added V'chol Shum, it's called a Mosif Goreh. Because then what you did is you included in the V'chol Shum his Shem Ikar, and you were Hofet HaSakar Al Pio, and you gave the Shem Ikar the status of a Shem Tofel, and you wrote the Shem Tofel is the Shem Ikar, that's a get that's unacceptable. Is Memela Rabosa, when we think about the machlokas between the Machaber Abba at the Minah, whether we should write for Chol Shum, there's another disadvantage in writing for Chol Shum. Now, it's to justify the Ashkenazic Minah, as to why we refuse to write for Chol Shum, and in Chutzlarts and Gittin, they don't write for Chol Shum. We have two different points. One is Rabbeinu Tam's point Mefurish, where he says that maybe people will think he has another name. It couldn't be our Joe, because he doesn't have another name. But now we're getting another disadvantage. The other chisaron is that if you write for Chol Shum, in event that Chas V'Sholom you had written the Shem Tofel instead of the Shem Ikar, by writing the V'Chol Shum, that addition will possibly get. Because then you have the Beis Yosef Sfara, that you've converted the Shem Ikar into a Shem Tofel. L'maisa, the Sfaradim, except the Mechaber, as usual. But the Chiddush here is that not only do Sfaradim write for Chol Shum in a get, also Ashkenazim in Yerushalayim write for Chol Shum Sheyesh. Because originally when the Ashkenazim came to Eretz Yisrael, the rov of the Tzibir was Sfaradi, so the Ashkenazim accepted the Sfaradic Minog here in Yerushalayim, and they write for Chol Shum Sheyesh.
But nobody would marry them if they had a pasul get.
Outside of Yerushalayim and Ashkenazim and Chutz Laretz will follow the Ravah, and they will leave out the Chol Shum Sheyesh.
So, did we say what defines Ikar yet and Tafel?
Oh, so let's just go over that one more time, and I'll read to you the four categories of an Ikar Hashem. This I have from a sefer called the Divrei Yosef, which I photocopied, and he writes the following. He says, "Bi arba dvarim matzinu shenikraim ikar Hashem." Number one, Hashem shenikra b'fi akol. That's called an Ikra Hashem. It has to be written in the get. Number two, Shem Aliyah L'Torah V'Shem Chasima. Number three, Shem Choli. This we forgot to mention before. And number four, Shem Ivri. Okay then?
Aliyah L'Torah and Shem Ivri are two different names?
Two different names. Because Shem Ivri is the flip side of a Lo'azi name. Whereas Shem Sha'olim Baba Torah is the flip side is another Shem Ivri, but it's not the Shem Ivri that he gets called up to the Torah with. Like, for example, if you have two names, right? Meir's case. So you may be called up to the Torah with two names, but everybody calls you by one of those two names. So the Ikar Shem now becomes the Shem Aliyah L'Torah. And we're going to write, you know, Yankel Beryl Demiskere Beryl. But we're going to have to include both if he's called up to the Torah by both. So, for example, my father was called up to the Torah under the name Dov Aryeh. But people called him Berleib. Okay, so there, Berleib is a Shem Tofel for a different reason, because it's a Lo'azi name. But even if it was a Shem Ivri, you would write Dov Aryeh in the get, because that's the Shem Aliyah L'Torah. Now, I have to make one point over here, because there's a lot of confusion here about this issue. When we talk about four categories of an Ikar Hashem, that's only as far as Kedima is concerned. But as far, in other words, you're writing all the names in a get, right? And we're going to see that even though the Ramah is Lechora, based on Rabbeinu Tam, the Baal HaShita, that we have to write Chol Shuv Dishlei, every single name he has, we're going to see in just 1 minute that even the Mechaber in many, many situations requires that you add all the names in the get. So you have, let's say, five names that have to be written for the Chasim, for the Megarish. I shouldn't call him a chassan because he's terminating his marriage, right? But maybe he has. So you've got five names on the table, right? So now you want to decide which name should be written first. And then after that, the other four names under the miskere, that's where these categories come to play, correct? But if you're in a situation where you want to decide which is a Shem Tafel, then there's only one criterion, and that is Shem Shekorin Bo. So what I mean to say is the following. The Nafkamina is going to be the following. Let's say you have a Shem Choli, we discussed this earlier, which nobody calls him by that name. By definition, that name becomes a Shem Tafel. And according to certain Shitas, it's not even going to be written in the get. If it is written in the get, then it gets kedima, and it's going to be written first in the get, even though everyone knows it by a different name.
Because it's Ikar Hashem. Because it's a shame.
Because it becomes an Ikar Hashem. So the Ikar Hashem gives it chashivus, and that chashivus therefore engenders a din of kedima. But nevertheless, it might theoretically still be a Shem Tafel. Because to determine what's a Shem, an Ikar Shem and a Shem Tafel, in that distinction, not Kedima, but whether the get is kosher or possible, there's only one criterion, and that is the Shem Sheyodinbo. As the Mechaber starts Siman Aleph with, Yodinbo, the Korinbo, they know that this is his name. So you could have a person who's called to the Torah where he has a Shem Choli, and nobody even knows that he has that name. The last time he got called to the Torah was in his bar mitzvah. And this is Maisim Chol Yom, where again is being given on behalf of a Baal who was called up to the Torah once in his life. Halavai. So that gives it the status of a shame aliyah. Or for example, a person signs his name in a certain way. That gives it chashivus because he himself signs it in his name. Nobody knows him by that signature. Except in the bank, maybe. There's one bank teller who knows it. That's it. In such a case, you definitely have to include in the get the Ikar Hashem, which means the shame that he's known by. And if you leave that out, the get might be possible. We have to see if a Kol Shum will cover that, but that's remember the Beis Yosef's business, that a Kol Shum doesn't cover the shame, the Ikar Hashem. So you really have to know what's the Ikar Hashem, and that's determined solely by one factor, namely, how do we know him? What do we call him? How do we identify him? But if you have two names, both of which have to be written in the get, and the question is which should be written first, that's called a Din Kedima, then we'll determine the Din Kedima by these Chashivas. So the Chashivas of Shem Choli may give it kedima if somebody knows him by that name. But if nobody knows him by that name, then it becomes a shame tofet. However, b'di'evet, it could be that the get will be kosher if you wrote the shame tofel, let's say a shame choli, because the chashivas of a shame choli, but as long as you included the ikar shame on the demiskere. You see, the advantage of the demiskere as opposed to mechol shum is the demiskere upgrades a name to a shame as far as gittin is concerned. Whereas mechol shum is just a way of being kolel it, just in case, you know, somebody knows of that name and won't identify the megarish. In such a case, you have the beis yosef's problem of including an ikra shame under the shame, under the mechol shum. So if there's a name that everyone knows him by, and you omitted that name from the get, and you added v'chol shum, the get is possible, according to the Mechaber, according to Beis Yosef. However, if you're writing two names, then paradoxically, the name that he's not known by might be written under the miskere. Why? Because the Ikar Hashem is the Shem Choli, or the Shem Ivri, so everybody knows him as Leon. But his Ikar Hashem is Yehuda, and that's how he's called up to the Torah. We're going to write Yehuda the Miskere Leon. However, if you wrote Leon and you left out Yehuda, that's not such a problem, and we'll see the poskim of Machshav again. But if you
wrote Yehuda,
that's because everybody knows him as Leon, but if you wrote Yehuda and you left out Leon, and then you wrote V'chol Shum, so Yehuda V'chol Shum Sheyeshlo, the Beis Yosef would possibly like get.
So the Chora, all these psalms apply also to ksuvas.
So that's what we have to discuss. But at least what we definitely need to know, as far as writing a ksuva, is what's called an ikar hashem. In get, the Ashkenazim are going to write a shem tofel under the mystery. We're going to now spend a few minutes before we end the shiur investigating when the Mechaber himself requires the miskere and you have to include a Shem Tofa. So therefore, in a get, we're going to have to write the Shem Tofa. In a ksuba, what we really have to know is the Igrashim. Now, I have to tell you, I have a friend who is a big Talmud Chacham. When he's Masada Kiddushin, he writes the miskere in a ksuba. However, he incurred the wrath of some of the poskim. So I would not recommend that you do it. Because if there's someone in the audience who maybe is not the Masada Kiddushin, but he's a big Talmud Chacham, he's going to get upset. But strictly speaking, Me'ikar Adin, everything that we're learning today, meaning the miskere and which names have to be included, and how they have to be written, all applies to Ksuv. But that's only on a theoretical level. Practically speaking, the minig is that whatever is considered an Ikar Hashem, that's the one name that we're going to write in the Ksuba. That name has to be written properly. It has to be written accurately. So whereas in Get, the question as to which name gets Kedima is a very important question. So the Get should be kosher l'chatchila, even though if you messed up on the Kedima, the Get will be kosher in the end. But you have to know, you know, if you're Misadar Get, you have to know which to write first. And they're going to check you on this. So you have to know this, you know, which is the Ikar Hashem as far as Kedima is concerned. But as far as Ksuba is concerned, we're not interested in the laws of Kedima. All those laws fall by the wayside. We just have to know what's the Ikar Hashem.
So, before, I'm just basically, there's four categories you're putting in. So, let's say he's got different names in different categories. So, what is the Ikar Hashem? How do we determine it?
Right, so that's going to be our next discussion next week, but I'm just saying that each one of those four categories engenders an Ikar Hashem, which means that even the Mechaber, who has V'chol Shum, is going to require the Miskere. So for example, in the case of Yehuda and Leon, Leon is the primary name that has to be written in the get because everybody knows him by Leon. On the other hand, Yehuda has to be written in the get. That too has the status of Moshe Mikar because that is the name that they call him up to the Torah. That is a Shem Ivri. And in writing in the get, the Mechaber is going to insist that you drop the Chol Shum and you write the Miskere. So let's go through. I want to share with you as we end the shiur three cases in which the Mechaber requires the miskere. Okay, man? Number one, if we know that he has another name, but we don't know the other name. Okay? Take a look at the Be'er Heifetz Sifkot Na'al. Okay, this is, I'm sorry. This is the opposite. What I messed up a little bit. Okay. So complicated. Where is the Ramah Moda to the Machaber that you have to write V'chol Shum? Again, keep in mind, the Ramah is based on many times opposed to V'chol Shum. The Be'er Heitev in Sifkat Na'alif says that if he has another name, we know he has another name, but we don't know what that name is, then the Ramah would agree that you have to write V'chol Shum. So again, if we know the other name, then you write it under the Misker. We know he has another name, but we don't know what it is. So then I need that demiscuity, but I can't fulfill the demiscuity. I can't leave out the fact that he has another name, because there are people out there who are not going to recognize this name. Then we have to write for Chol Shum. That's the Be'er Heitev. Take a look at Sif Hei. Mumar. Now what do we do with a Mumar? In the case of a Mumar, everybody knows him by his Goyish name, because he's a Goy, so to speak, right? But yet he was given a name at birth. So what do we do in this case? So on the one hand, Chas V'Shalom, we don't want to write a Shem Mumeris in a get. That we can't do. But on the other hand, if we leave out the Shem Mumeris, then you talk about a name that is long forgotten, because the man has been a Mumer for the last who knows how many years. So everybody knows him as John the Pope, you know. He's mamish a Christian, with a Christian name. But he has a Shem Ivri. And Baruch Hashem, he agreed to divorce his Jewish wife so she can get married to someone else. So what do we do in this case? To write a Shem Ivri, nobody knows who the heck he is. That's not him. It's a long forgotten name. But we can't write the Shem Mumeris. So take a look at the Ramah. The Ramah writes in such a case, L'chatchila kosvin Shem Yisrael, and then you write V'chol Shum D'islay. So again, I want to point out to you that in many cases, the Mechaber is going to admit that you have to add the Shem Tofel under the Miskere. In many cases, the Ramah, who's opposed to writing V'chol Shum, is going to agree that you have to write V'chol Shum. Either because we don't know what that other name is, although we know he has one, or it's a Shem Mumeris, and it cannot be included in the Gemara. And the third case I want to discuss with you is in the Aruch HaShulchan, which I gave you on the page 2. And this is the Aruch HaShulchan here in Kuf Chaf Tes Sif Ayin Vav, all the way in the bottom of your page 2. And it's a case of a shame that was given to him, Machmas Choli. A shame that's given to him, Machmas Choli, is an Ikar HaShem, and it should be included in the get. And of course he's sick, so we encourage him to divorce his wife so she shouldn't fall for Yivam, because who knows where the Yavam is, and she can't get Chalitza. Or let's say the Yavam is 0 years old, you know, he was just born this morning. We need to have to wait 13 years until she can get Chalitza. So we encourage this Chola on his deathbed to give the get, so he has a new name now that we gave him, Machmas Choli. But what? Lo Huchsa Kla, nobody knows him by that name. And not only that, he was never called to the Torah by that name. He never signs with that name. Is therefore Efshar Lichtov Get Echad. Okay, this is going to be the issue of the Noda Behuda about writing two Gittin. Why don't we ask the Baal to write two Gittin? One Get with the Shem Choli and one Get with the name, his original name. He says, Efshar Lichtov Get Echad Ulekosvo Leikar Kedin Shem Choli Midnei Shadarin Lo Huchzak Bo. He says, on the one hand, the Shem Choli is his Ikar Hashem. But on the other hand, we can't write it as the Ikar Hashem. And Shimi, this quotes touches on your question, because nobody knows him by that name. Lichtov Hashem HaKodim Leikar, to write the original name as the Ikar Hashem. Vashinu, and this new shame that they gave him under the miskere gam keni efshar. We can't do that either. Why the klala biyod under the shame choli ikar? So we can't write the shame choli under the miskere, because you cannot take a shame ikar and write it under the miskere. On the other hand, we can't write the shame choli under the ikar shame, because nobody knows him by that name. Lachen yesh lichtov shnei gittin. Okay, we'll get back to the Noda Behuda in just 1 minute, and we'll close the shiur with the Noda Behuda. He says, "Umiu b'di'evad in gireish b'shem hakodem b'lvad haget kosh." So that's the Beishmu. Then he says, "Chachilo yesh misha omer sheyichtov shem hakodem v'chol shum de'isle v'chein nochon lasos kametzlenu sheinonu kosvin v'chol shum beget." There's a very, how do you say, chutzpah, audacious? It's not.
Audacious.
Audacious, right? There's a very audacious Aruch HaShulchan, because here the Rama is opposed to writing the Chol Shum for two reasons that we gave before, and yet the Aruch HaShulchan is going to advocate writing the Chol Shum. Why? Because your other alternative is to give two get. Because there's no way within one get that we could satisfy both requirements for the Ikar Hashem. Because if we write the Ikar Hashem for his old name, then we have downgrade his Ikar Hashem of Shem Choli to the Miskri, and that we can't do. If on the other hand we write the Ikar Hashem as the Shem Choli, nobody knows him by that name, and then you've downgraded his Ikar Hashem, he basically has two Ikar Hashems. So what do we do in that case? So the greatest solution to that problem offhand would be to write two gittin, but we're not excited about writing two gittin, and we'll see the other view of the why. So then the other possibility, which is advocated by the Aruch HaShulchan, is to write the name that everybody knows it by, and then write the Chol Shum. Because if somebody will come along and say, well, wait a minute, maybe that's not him, he doesn't have another name, the answer is he does have another name. In fact, he has a name which is an Ikar Hashem, because he got that name, Machmas Choli. Now, I just want to add one point here as to why we're so hesitant to write two gittin. I mean, l'chora, writing two gittin sounds like the best solution possible. So the note of you that says we're worried about bread. Let's explain. The Ikar Shebikarim in a get is Das HaMagarish. Right, she's misgereshed, even Bal Korcha before Chayim Rabbeinu Gereshim. But we need Das. Ein Ishim misgereshes El Midaita. Das includes the following elements. Number one, the willingness to give the get. Number two, the instruction to the sofer to write the get. That's called Lishma. And number three, the knowledge that this document that's being written up is the Megarish. The Kosov was Sefer Krisus. This is the Sefer Krisus. If you write two gittin, the Megarish doesn't know which get is the get Krisus. We don't know which one is the get Krisus because we don't know what his name is. Such a case, a das, for that get which will be Megarish, in a general sense, even though you don't know and you can't point to definitely which get is the Megarish, that's called Brera. Brera means whenever my das is dependent upon some unknown factor which is beyond my control. And I can't class. So yesh, one man the other says yesh Brera, the other man the other says ein Brera. And the man the other says ein Brera means you can't have an unspecified das. You know, maybe this and maybe that. It will rain tomorrow, won't rain tomorrow. You know, that's going to determine my das. And if you hold an ein brera, then this get is a get possible. Therefore, we want to avoid, even though we pass the yesh brera, we want to avoid writing two gittin like the plague. Even though it would be the simplest solution to all the issues in Shemus Begin. So the Rabbi Yehuda wanted to come up with a solution. Listen to this. And with this, we'll conclude the shiur. The Rabbi Yehuda says, don't tell the Baal about the second get. Don't tell the Eidim about the second get. Don't tell the Sofer about the second get. Have the Sofer write the get. Let's say we're going to write the Ikar Hashem, the Shem that he knew before he became holy, and that's how we know him to this very day. And write the get just with that name alone. And tell the Baal to instruct the Eidim and the Sofer to write the get with his name, which he's been called since the day he was born till today. He doesn't know about another get. After he delivers that get, says the Rabbi Yehuda, then have him write another get. Says the Rabbi Yehuda, that'll solve your problem. Why? Because once he gave the get with the first das, he had a full-fledged das thinking that would be the Megarish. She's miscareshes, if that's the real name, if that get is kosher. El what? We're afraid maybe the get is not kosher. So now instruct him that the first get was possible. We made a boo-boo with the first get, a technical foul. So now write another get and have complete das on the second get. says no to Yehuda, that solves your problem of bringing. In Mir Hashem next week, if we have a chance, we'll analyze this no to Yehuda and see if that really truly solves the problem of bringing. Okay then? So we'll stop here. This is just like an introductory shiur to Seamus Begin, just to get you, give you a little flavor for how complicated the issues are.
So the Maaseh says it's not a problem that on my ksuba it only says Arif and Yamin. It doesn't say Adam on my ksuba. I always thought that was very strange.
Again, you know, if you would ask my friend from Memphis, I mean, oh man, did he get angry?
Why? What would be the reason?
Because, you know, you're being motzi lahas on all the other ksubas in the world. You're saying that, you know, you're saying that we always have to write the miskere, and the truth is you'll never hear the miskere at a ksuba. Again, unless you go to my friend's wedding, but, you know, he's inside of Kedusha. But that's what I'm telling you, that Lamaisa, the bottom line is we look for the Ikar Hashem. Now, what happens if you have many Shemos, all of which are the Ikar Hashem? For example, everybody knows him by one name, but it's not Hashem Ivri. And nobody knows him by Hashem Ivri, but he has Hashem Ivri, or he has Hashem Aliyah, but when was the last time he got an Aliyah? So what do you write in the Ksuba? That's going to be our study of Hilkos Gittin. And even though they may or may not raise this issue on the exam, they should raise this issue on the exam, because to be a Masari Kedushin, you really have to know which name to write in the Ksuba. And I'll show you the postkin, they're very makpid on that.
I know, because I remember Rabbi Shuritz was going back and forth. He said, for me, because I get an aliyah to the Torah every now and then, so Aram Yamin could be called an Ikar Hashem, but my wife is a problem because she never gets an aliyah, and no one ever calls her by her Hebrew name.
I still write her Hebrew name.
So he was Machria. He said, my wife's father's not Jewish. Okay. So when they wrote Bas Maris Yehudis on the Ksuba, and he said, even if I had a subject, which I didn't, I would have written Tovah Rachel anyway, but this is for sure, now it's definitely her, she's not Bas Shmuel, and there can be Gonsa Bas Shmuel, but Bas Maris Yehudis is going to be...
But as far as the first name is concerned, not the Bas, but the first half of it,
right?
He wrote the Shem Ivri,
right?
Even though nobody knows about it.
Right.
Okay, good. So I'm the same... As far as Bas Hoob, I have to see inside.
Right, no, that was
it. It's also very complicated. Okay, good. Okay.